Uh-oh.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits.
Ray's here. JP's over there. We're feeling good. We're feeling great. I'm not actually. I'm devastated. Devastated with the crick in me, Nick.
Yeah.
I think a part of me crick is natural crick, right?
Okay.
Where do we get the, where do you get the word crick from anyway?
Wasn't there a weather presenter called Michael Crick?
I'm up shit crick without a paddle. I've got a crick in me, Nick.
Yeah.
Is it a crick or a creek?
A creek makes sense.
Any medical doctors listening? Why is it called a crick and not a creek? Hey, what's the crick? Yeah, I'll listen to this. See if you can hear it. Oh. It's almost audible.
That's where you hold all your stress, isn't it? In your shoulders.
Maybe
your
that's
neck.
It.
That's what they say.
I'm incredibly stressed out. We're having a big family dinner tomorrow, actually. It's going to cause some stress. Tomorrow, Dublin City Centre, all thanks to Super Value Take Back Dinner Times. We're having a big dinner, and it's going to be the... It's going to be the crick. It's not going to be the crack. Soft launch day 522 on The Little Show That Could. You can email JP at todayfm.com, and I'm on the gram at Ray40 Insta. So like I said, I think part of it is natural, legitimate crick, right? And the other is probably self-inflicted.
Oh.
Yeah. My father-in-law has this thing called a Turagun.
I've heard of these.
You've got one. Do you have
one
of these?
My mother has
Your
one.
Your mum has one.
She does, yeah.
I remember you telling me, like, this time last year, Oh, you got to try the Theragun. It's amazing.
I swear by the Theragun. When I borrow it, it does amazing things.
The Theragun. Can you describe the Theragun for us?
Well, it's shaped like a gun, as you'd expect. Gun crossed with a hairdryer, so it's got a handle, and then it basically vibrates really quickly. It's a bit like a hammer drill. So it's got this fitting on the end of it, and when you turn it on, It's got a variety of settings, and it will massage you. It'll thump you really, really, really fast in the area that's stiff or sore.
Yeah, so I was stiff and sore. I had the crick in my neck. I said to my father, any chance I can buy your Theragun? He says, yeah, go for it. He said, be careful with it now. I says, yeah, how hard can it be? So I took the Theragun and I gave it to my wife, and she put it on. She said, how hard do you want this? There's various levels of intensity. I said, go for it. I'm in bits here. My neck is really killing me. Neck and shoulder.
Go hard or go home.
Go hard. Do you want to have a listen to me on the Theragun?
Go on.
By the way, if any of our neighbours, because the window was open, this is right. Why I've got the crick in my neck in the first
place.
What
time of the night was this?
If about 10 o'clock last night.
Yeah, that figures.
And if, it's late for us, honestly. If the window open, neighbours gone past, and they heard this, questions would be or jealousy. You know, a lot of jealous people.
It's 2024.
They'd be like going, Jesus, the Foley's, they still have the spark in their relationship. The flame is still very much alive. Do you want to hear me on the Theragun? Well, this is the Theragun going into me.
Do I want to hear it?
You know you do. Yeah, here it is. This is me on the Theragun.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh.
You like that?
Ow. Oh, God, yeah. Oh, that's lovely. Oh, up a bit. Oh, God, yeah.
This goes on quite a bit, actually. Hang on. Let's get on.
Ow. Ow. Oh, yes.
X-rated.
I'm in bits today, though. I don't know if it did me any good, because I'm so sore.
My God. Oh, that's perfect. Oh my God.
I think it's working.
Ow. Ow. Oh yes.
I don't know if it's working. Certainly the feeling today, I feel like I've been beaten within an inch of my life. My wife was enjoying it though. FM playing the music you love. Very good. Good afternoon. Ray Foley's my name. JP's over there.
Hiya.
And I'm in bits after using this thing called a... There are knockoffs of it. Are the knockoffs any good?
Because I'd used my mother's Theragun, I went and invested...
Theragun.
Theragun, yeah.
Theragun.
Theragun. I went and invested in very much a knockoff version. It was around 5% of the price of a normal flare gun. It's probably a fire hazard. It's still pretty effective. I mean, it does what you expect a flare gun to do. It vibrates and sort of bashes you into shape.
So it looks like a drill. It's got a kind of an or like a rubber ball at the end of it, and then you just push it into you turn it on. It starts.
Yeah.
And you just push it in. How long are you supposed to use it for?
I don't think you're supposed to use it for that long. I think it's like 3, 4, 5 minutes is tops. Because it's really, really, really intense, fast massage.
So that hour and a half last night was a bad idea.
Too much, yeah.
Oh, dear. I was enjoying myself, though. I'd say you can get addicted to it. And they're expensive. I mean, a computer in Ireland, how much does a Terra gun cost? Computer?
In Ireland.
Oh, there you go. Sorry. Hello. Sorry. How much does a Theragun cost?
In Ireland, the price of Theragun devices varies depending on the model. Theragun Mini, second generation, costs around $199.12 source. Theragun Elite is priced at approximately €399.10 source. Theragun Pro, fifth generation, is available for around €599.99.
€599?
Wow.
In Ireland, the
all
price.
All right, Carl, thanks.
In Ireland,
I get it.
You can't put a price. You can't put a price on feeling good.
I'm not spending €600 to feel like this. €600, man.
Pricey.
Are there any professionals? Do you use it? Is it any good? 0874-100-102. If you're, I don't know, a physio or whatever, is any good? Is it worth it? Who's that, Julian, over there? 0874100. Julian.
So what he's telling you, Ray, is he sometimes borrows his man's vibrating massage gun.
Yeah. Yeah. So what are you trying to say?
Okay.
What's the big issue,
Julian?
Yeah. Julian, what's the... Nobody asked you
exactly
for
what I said happened.
What's worse, JP borrowing his mam's vibrating massage device, or me borrowing my father-in-law's vibrating massage device? And is it all a swizz as well? This is what I want to ask any physios listening. Is it all a swizz? Just like to get old people to spend money on €600 on a yoke that doesn't do anything. You need to go to a physio.
It does work. I've used one and I've had good results. Now you've had bad results.
I'm in flitters today. I'm in flitters.
That might be pilot error.
It's my neck. Just below my neck, to the right of my spine, over towards my right shoulder. So there.
Right.
There.
Yeah.
It's a crick, guys. There's nothing we can do about it. It's a classic crick. Leslie Ann's over there. Leslie Ann? Oh, she's on one.
Ray. I can totally feel your pain.
Yes. Do we all have a crick? That's another thing, actually. By the way, if there's any physios listening or any pros, if you want to come on with us, drop us your details. We'll get you on. We'll plug you. Because I want to ask you a bunch of questions, not just about Theraguns, but also about cricks. Is a crick a real thing? Or is it just fluke that we got a pain in our neck because the window was open and it got cold all of a sudden?
Cricks have been around for generations. It's got to be real, doesn't it?
I don't know, you see. That could just be nonsense. Shane says, I want two of them for Christmas and a box of sweets. Theraguns and roses. Theraguns and roses from Shane. Very nice, Shane.
Shane, you need a timeout from the show. Come on now.
Shane, we're marking you down on that one. Theraguns and roses. And Tomás says, there's warnings all over those guns not to use on your neck, from Tomás. Oh, is there? But I didn't get the instructions. RTFM then, in that case. I didn't get the instructions. I just got the box, the yoke in the box, and the charger. And I just started using it. Computer, where is it safe to use? Like, what parts of my body am I allowed to use a Theragun on?
A Theragun or other percussive massage device can be used on many areas of the body, but it's important to be mindful of where and how you use it for safety and effectiveness.
Mine is my neck and my shoulder. So from down... My back, yeah. It's just next to my shoulder blade.
Here are common areas where it's generally safe and effective to use a Theragun. Safe areas. 1, shoulders and upper back.
Yeah, that's me.
Good.
Yeah, sorry.
Great for relieving tension and soreness.
Well, I'm very sore.
Two, lower back. Can be helpful for back pain, but avoid using it on the spine itself. Mm. Thighs, quadriceps, and hamstrings. Good for muscle recovery after exercise. Four, calves. Can relieve tightness and promote circulation. Five, glutes. Helpful for reducing tension and tightness. Six, feet and arches. Can relieve foot pain and tension. Seven, arms, biceps, triceps, and forearms can help reduce muscle soreness after activity. Eight, neck upper. Use cautiously and avoid the front of the neck or directly over the spine.
Well, here, even the neck is included, even using cautiously, Tomas. Making a fool out of me.
Cautious.
Now, don't get me wrong, I didn't even glance at a manual. I didn't even try to learn it. I jumped straight in. Cures all your... You can brush your teeth with them as well, apparently. Don't brush your teeth with them. A massage gun will fix you right up. Here's the thing with these massage guns. I think it's all a swizz. I think you're just going to stay sore anyway. You're going to spend €600 on a yoke. Convince yourself it's going to fix all your ailments. Get rid of that crick in your neck. By the way, it is crick, and I don't know why, Gillian.
Is it a creek or a crick?
It's a crick, I think. Crick.
Oh, by the way, Ray.
What?
Love the show.
Oh! It's a crick, but I don't know why. Gary's over there.
Lads, is it not creek in
no,
your neck?
No,
is there saying crick there?
Yeah, Gary, we are, because it is a crick, you melt.
Some people are just tough work, do you know what I mean?
There's some people, though, as well, that just think, oh, I'll text in that. I'll text in that. It's crick, but Gary, for the life of me, I have no idea why.
Like, when we were growing up, it was always like, oh, I have a creak
no.
in my neck.
No, it's crick. Whoever was saying crick... is wrong.
Like, what's going on?
It's crick, Gary. That's the thing, you see. You melt. I have me Theragun.
Oh, you brought it in.
I'm not giving this back to him. It's €600. I'm going to sell it on eBay. Put it up on Everett. Anyway, hey, anyone want a Theragun? My father-in-law's.
Oh, look at that. That's a nice action.
That's a twit. I can't see that. It's shaking too much.
You're not very good with those, are you?
I was like, geez, that looks very blurry, doesn't it? The screen on. Yeah, it looks blurry because it's rotating at 2400 RPMs. I have a hard time seeing that. That's a design flaw, that is. Why would they put a screen on it if you're expected to see the digits? You can't see the digits because it's rotating so hard.
Maybe, hang on, can you not see the digits before it turns on?
Just before. There, now it's shaking so much I can't see it.
Right.
Does anyone want any shout-outs? Or if you're a physio, I want to hear from you, actually, if you're a physio. 0874-100-102. Just give us your details. I want to ask you a few professional questions. And do you believe in these, or do you think they're a load of nonsense? 100-102. Today FM.
Kind of menacing, that.
I am RoboJock 9000. I am here to play your music and remind you about the cash machine. Oh, jeez, I've got an awful crick in my neck. It's just changing the weather, you see. Leaving the window open, bad idea. Thing is, though, I close the window, it's roasting in the bedroom at night. It's just, you just can't win. I'm listening to this. Oh, can you hear that? Just kind of in my shoulder there.
Doesn't sound great.
It's almost audible, isn't it? It's almost audible. If I twist my head in a certain way, you can almost hear it. I'm pretty sure it's not healthy. Do a vote. I also think it's creak, LOL, from Helen and Dundalk. Helen, we're better than that. We're better than text in your votes of what you think it is. This isn't the Ray Darcy show over here. We tell you what it is, and that's it. This is not a shared text is in what you think business. That's not what we do.
Okay.
poor old Gary was getting awful abuse, wasn't he?
Lads, is it not creak no. in your neck? Is there saying crick there?
Yeah, because the word is crick, Gary.
Like when we were growing up, it was always...
Can I just say, I love Gary's tone.
Mm.
He's talking to us as if we're thick.
Like when we were growing up, it was always like, oh, I have a creak in my neck.
No, well, wherever you grew up, Gary.
Like, what's going on?
Gary, I don't need the tone, Gary. It's crick. Us pair of cricks here up in Dublin.
That's it.
Andre is there.
Hey, Ray.
Leave poor Gary alone. No. I think he's right. It is a creek in your neck.
It's not.
Not a creek. Where are you going? Where'd you grow up?
They're all out today.
I love her tone as well. Cheers, Andrea.
Anyway, hey Ray, love the show.
Hey.
From Andrea in Ballina.
Cheers, Dolly. It's a crick. And I, by the way, I grew up in Ballina. That's where I grew up. And I learned crick there. And Dennis. Dennis is adding a third one to the mix. Now, we've gone full Ray Darcy now. We'll have to put a page up on our website and send in your votes. Dennis.
It's a crink. As in a crinkle, lads.
He's put an N in it.
Will you stop?
We've gone from crick to creek to crink.
It's a crink. As in a crinkle, lads.
No.
It's a crink. A crinkle.
No, it's not. 0874-100-102. Get your votes in and we'll be sure to do a text poll throughout the afternoon right here on Today FM. I'm Ray Foley's My Name, My Friends, JP.
Hello.
And would you look at what the cat dragged in, ladies and gentlemen. Would you look at this now? In again to watch the telly for us and tell us what to watch. It's the one and only Ciara King. Can I have a question for you, Ciara King?
Thanks, guys.
Is it crick or is it creek? Or is it crink? Someone said crink as well, didn't they?
That's not true. Whatever that is. It's crick.
What?
It's crick.
You think it's crick?
I've got a crick in my neck.
I've got a crick. I've got this Theragun over here. I was using it last night and I'm a bit after. Have you tried these?
No, but I'd love to.
Do you want to have a go? Come here, have a go.
Can you do the bottom of my leg?
I don't know. What can we do where I'm not going to get done?
Okay. Over the clothes anyway.
Over the clothes.
Can you do the back of my shin? On my left
leg. I'll do your calf for you. Will
you do my calf for me,
Jacob? Yeah, I will.
It's on the lowest setting there.
Right.
There you go. Go on.
There's good power in it, though. Now, how hard do you want me to go?
Go gentle first, and then see where it goes after that.
Nice and gentle to begin with.
Oh, my God.
You feeling that now?
Get on the mic there.
Sit down there now. Sit down there and talk about the mic.
Jiffy, that's really nice, actually.
Yeah, I know. I can tell she's... I always know when you're in
trouble. She's not going to stop.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to keep going.
This is amazing.
Is that hitting the spot?
That's JP, you're doing a great job.
Like that?
Yeah.
I can tell you like that now. Grand girl you are. Will I keep going?
No, we're good. I'm here to do a job.
Are you sure?
Yeah, absolutely.
I can tell you like that. Yeah, no doubt.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay,
I can go all day, by the way. That's not a problem. Now, will I stop?
Yeah.
I'll stop. I'll ease off. Guys, she couldn't take it. Ray, will you take that off?
Can I take that home?
No, it's 600 quid, as my father-in-law.
600 quid.
They're ridiculous.
Oh, my God, JP,
I don't think
amazing.
They didn't work. Did it work?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Oh,
what
my God.
What was the laughing?
It was the sensation, yeah.
Tickled?
Oh, my God, that was amazing.
Oh.
I never got to look at JP the same way again.
What a moment.
That was a moment.
Wow, that was good.
You know, will they, won't they? Turns out they already have.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey!